Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 12th of June. Lots and lots to cover today. There is no football at all, so let's get that bit done. There's nothing. Keep getting people. Do you have the FTS beginners? Do you have any trades? There is nothing. If there's no football on, then there's nothing. I'm not involved in the Women's World Cup. I know nothing about it, so the way I bet is based on data. I don't have any data for it. I know I get accused of being sexist. I've got no interest in it whatsoever. It's just not for me, just like watching ping pong isn't for me. So, no, I've got nothing for that. I won't have all tournament. And obviously we're on international breaks. And whilst I've been doing a little bit of trading, I've actually done quite well this week, which people may or may not want to hear. I laid a late first half goal, Belgium-Scotland yesterday, and won a monkey. The main leagues, the main summer leagues, the stuff I use to supply you guys with info resumes sort of next week onwards, and there will be action both on FTS Beginner, there'll be trades, everything, and even the seminar files for people, they'll start to populate. Just on that, guys, I've had my boy home. He's going back to Cambridge tonight. I'm going to go and sort out the WhatsApp probably on Monday. So I'll be contacting the Seminar 2019 people next week, messaging setup. Okay, where do we start? Let's start yesterday with that. I think we had a winner, and pod place won, and the two horses traded. Just if somebody could give me a feedback whether anybody's following any of this, because I won't bother doing them if they're not. And I don't mean that in a way, just time-wise. If people aren't going to bother, then I won't put them on. I don't know whether people are using it or not. I do have one trade today, which is Ireland again. Puncherstown, Packens Rock in the 740, PAKENS. It's a weak market at the minute. It's probably going to go off somewhere between 4 and 5. A 25% trade for that one. And I've got, that's Packens Rock in the 740. And I have a place horse, he says, looking, a pod place horse in the 3 o'clock at Yarmouth, Mistress Nelly. That's the pod place horse, Mistress Nelly in the 3 o'clock at Yarmouth. So that's the two bits of horse betting. I did tweet yesterday about people taking 8 to 9 to 1, 8 to 1 and 9 to 1, about a 20 to 1 shot. I was just browsing Twitter, really. I was talking to my boy and just browsing Twitter, and I happened to spot that thread. I know nothing about the guy who put the horses up, and I've not got any interest in it, but it's more, again, that mindset. And Chris tweeted and said, I thought you were going to leave it, Twitter alone. I couldn't leave it. It's that mindset of people wanting to have a bet at all costs, without any understanding for the game. And I hope that people who are listening to this now, sort of, most of you I know have been with FTS and have got some understanding. It's just, I mean, it's nothing short of madness, mental. Putting, oh, I got 8 to 1, I got 9 to 1, when somebody's putting a bet up at 20 to 1. It's impossible to follow that guy, because I think he's got God knows how many thousand followers. And people are saying the prices have gone in seconds. That's what happens with any decent tipster. But it happens, whatever horse they put up, because you don't think that the guys running the books aren't looking at these messages and things, and they'll have you instantly. But just on basic maths, let's say, I mean, I've no idea whether the guy's any good or not, but let's just on basic maths say over 20 horses, he tips up 2 20-to-1 winners, which, by the way, would be astonishing. So he's got two winners winning him 40 points, 18 losers losing him 18 points. So if he's got 20 to 1, which is doubtful himself, he's going to make 22 points profit. If you're betting them at 8 to 1, you've got two winners at 8 to 1, that's 16 points. You've got 18 losers, so you're still losing 18 points. So you lose 18, you only win 16. You're 2 points down. I just don't get it. I just, honestly, it drives me. It's that sort of shit that drives me bananas. One of the reasons why I sort of said, oh, I'm going to come off Twitter, it's just full of imbeciles. You know, there's lots of reasons. You know, I go on it in spurts, and there's some good people on there. Don't get me wrong. Everything's got good people. And when I tweeted about my boy, mentioned about my boy in the podcast, and I know a lot of you have found the podcast through Twitter. The help I got has been unbelievable. Well, you know, we're going through that process now. I've had him home for a few days. It's been unbelievable, and I'm ever so grateful for it. But there's little groups on there. We just live in a world that's turning nasty. People can't have a conversation anymore. People just get nasty and backstabbing, and you see them in their little cliques, direct messaging each other about people, and then bits leak out. And I've had things come back to me from people on there. If I saw them in the street, they'd never say it, and I'd fucking knock them out. Simple as that. But they won't. They hide under anonymous names, giving it all their bitching. And a lot of it's jealousy. I've done this so long now that I'm very long in the tooth with it, and I nudge along, and as I said before, people call me a fiddler. I've won about $2,500 this week. I've played about 10 football matches, had nine winners and one loser. And I'm just nudge along, and I'm happy to do it. I could put everyone up on Twitter, I could put screenshots, but you just get bitchiness because they're jealous, because people don't want to. And I come back to, I did the True Odds database yesterday for Ultimate. So I've gone through every match, found a couple of errors in the database, corrected them, gone through every match, done the true odds, and there's more to it than just removing bookmaker's margin, what I'm looking to do, which Ultimate members will find out. And I was really pleased with it at the end of the day. I thought, that's great. You know, that's a few days' work, which will pay off next year for me, and I've already got some angles. And I look at what I do, and on that database, there's 10,122 games now, and when you look at it as a whole, the mathematicians come out, you can't win, it's impossible, you can't beat these, you can't beat the books, this, that and the other. Of those 10,122 games, there's laying the draw. If you laid every single game on that database, laid the draw, you'd have lost 48.59 points. Over 10,122 games, you'd have lost 48 points. If you'd backed the draw in every game, you'd have lost 699 points. So my focus is on, well, if lay the draw is pretty much level, you know, it's hovered around level now for 2 or 3 years, but it's lost 48 points. Have I got the skill in me to be able to, out of that 10,122 games and out of that section that has only lost 48 points, to turn that round and pick a selection of bets that can win me money? Absolutely I have, but the mathematicians don't want to believe it and don't want to tell you that they have. It's impossible, you can't beat it. If you do pick a winning bet, you're lucky. And all that just drives me fucking mad. I ride little niches and little streaks. They don't last forever. Everything needs tweaking and looking. But the difference between a normal gambler, what I would call a normal gambler, is they'll do 3 or 4 weeks, have 3 or 4 losing weeks. Oh, it's all gone to shit, and move on to something else. I ride my stuff for 3 to 5 years. I might move a league. I might move an odds bracket slightly. But everything is done on price. And absolutely you can win, absolutely, and I'll prove it to anybody. I'll go out to dinner with all the mathematicians and sit down with them and show them they can win, but they don't want to hear it. Is it jealousy? Is it a superiority? Is it I'm cleverer than you? I don't know. It just drives me fucking bananas. So when I sort of say I'm coming off Twitter, just reading all that negative shit that people post and all that digging and backstabbing, we're just not becoming nasty, aren't we? I always say we're like 20 years behind the Americans. We're getting closer. We're now like 2 or 3 years behind the Americans. You know, they had loads of burgers, we started loads of burgers. They had bottled beer, we started. We always follow their trends. You know, they had got obesity, we're now getting obesity. They're nasty. They're very divided and they're nasty, and that's exactly what's happening here. And it's spreading, and it's such a shame that people can't get up in the morning, actually be decent to people. And I'll have a go at anybody if I think they're annoying me, but once it's done, it's done. I don't hold grudges with anybody, but just shake hands, move on, and actually sit and have a beer. And on that note, tomorrow I'm looking forward. I'm going to be entertaining 20 people from FTS on my own dime, and there's going to be Liverpool fans. I've got to suck it up. It's going to be horrendous, but we'll do it. But anyway, I'm going to return more to the mathematicians bit, but it's that stuff that annoys me. People don't want to understand the game, so you either get the mug punters or you get the people who just poo-poo it, and they'll sit and wallow themselves in algorithms, and I don't know, perhaps they're buried under sheets of square graph paper. I don't know. But I can't wait for August, because I'm now really excited again. We've had a little break. Get there, get into it, because of course you can win, but you've just got to be clever about it, and that's the difference. While they're doing their burying themselves under graph paper, I'm sitting grafting and working for 2 or 3 days to find these angles, because they're there in every sport. That's why there's people who win at horse racing, there's people who win at golf, there's people who win at cricket, there's people who win at tennis. All different angles, all different ways of doing it, But don't let people tell you you can't. And if people are jealous because you're winning, fuck them. That's what I say. Right, move on. Sorry about that. Just lost the plot there. What's next? See, I've got myself all in a 2 and 8. Golf. Right, the second best major of the year. We've got the two best majors to come. We've got the Open next month, US Open this month. Right, I have backed, and there's a screenshot with the podcast graphic on Twitter. I have backed Spieth at 25. I have backed Schauffele at 30. I've had 100 quid on Spieth at 25, 75 on Schauffele at 30, 100 quid on Ricky Fowler at 34, 100 quid at Matsuyama on 44. They're the four from the market leaders that I think may be up there. Of course, Kupka has got to have a chance, 11.5, loves majors. If I go through them, Dustin and Rory both got squiggles for me. I know people are going to say Rory won last week, blah, blah, blah. Both got massive squiggles for me. Kupka, obvious chance at 11.5. Tiger Woods, can't see it. I know people will poo-poo that. The one thing I will say, he'll have the patience round here to plot his way round, but I just can't see him winning it. Patrick Cantlay, I think, has obviously got an obvious chance, but I didn't like the price. I wanted about 30. He's only 20, and I think a few people have put him up and fancy him this week. So no value in the price for me. So I go down. Spieth, picking up form, getting closer. Definitely feel if he gets in the mix, he's got a chance. Schauffele, for me, is a major champion in waiting. Ricky Fowler, I think the wind may blow. Fowler's a great wind player. So they're my sort of main breaks. Matsuyama, I just couldn't ignore the price. He's one for me that has got a squiggle, but at 44, I had to back him. Right, then I go into some three figures. I have got Leishman at 120. Keep returning to Leishman. I keep thinking he is going to be a major winner. I've had 50 quid on Leishman at 120. I've got Kevin Na at 140 for 75. I've got Lucas Glover. He's 300. I got just over that for 75. 302. And I've got CT Pan at 340 for 75. Now, people sort of say three-figure prices. Leishman is a major champion in waiting. He's just starting to come into to form again. I think he's got one in him. Nah, another one maturing, starting to get better. Was a bit of a journeyman, but has won already this year. Feels it ticks a lot of boxes for me. Again, very patient, going to be there. Glover and Pan have just been playing well, and if they were up and coming young Americans, they would have they'd be much shorter. You know, change the names, they would be much shorter with the form they've been showing. When you look at this tournament, of course the winner may well come from a top player. It's all about value and looking to make a profit over the tournament. It is a tournament that historically has had three-figure people up in the mix. Fleetwood was three figures when he was in the mix. Cameron Smith, Eric Compton. There's been a history over the years because of the way the course sets up. A lot of people will blow their gasket and play themselves out of it. Of people that at three-figure prices. So, in essence, I need one of these to get going quite well early, and obviously I'll be able to remove my position because I'm some of them I'm looking to win 20 grand with how I stand. Of course, I wouldn't be letting them run. I will be trading them. So the picture is up on the BetSlip Twitter announcement. There's, rather than have the BetSlip graphic, I've put a picture of my bets just to piss more people off. So hopefully we get something, and obviously they're mine. You can do whatever you want. Follow them through the weekend. You don't have to do anything that I put up. I just like some feedback, because otherwise I won't bother wasting my time, and I'll talk about other stuff. Right, we're gonna. I thought as it's the US, I was gonna wait to the Open, but we'll do a little competition for the US Open. I'm gonna give a free ultimate space, and we've got a bit of a convoluted one, so you've got to pay. Bear with me. Right, I want you to pick four golfers for the US Open. You can pick one golfer out of Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Tiger Woods, Patrick Cantlay, Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas and Justin Rose. You can pick one of those players. Your other three players then can be anybody you like. So you've got one out of those, Johnson, McIlroy, Koepka, Woods, Cantlay, Spieth, Schauffele, Thomas and Rose. Your other golfer, three golfers. It can be whoever you like. I want you to tweet me at FTS Income, hashtag US Open, with the four golfers that you pick. So one of those, you don't have to pick one of those if you want four different ones, but you can only have one of those in your four. And I will basically collect all those together, and the person come Sunday night who's got the lowest aggregate score all added together for their four players will win an ultimate membership. If your player misses the cut, so if he shoots 72-72, it will be doubled. So in effect, he would have four rounds of 72. If there's a tie, I will do it on back nines, back 18s. If there's still a tie at the end of that where four people have picked the same golfers, I will draw one. You can only enter once. So it is at FTS Income, hashtag US Open. Four golfers playing in the US Open field. One from the top, Johnson, McIlroy, Koepka, Woods, Cantlay, Spieth, Schauffele, Thomas or Rose. You can pick one of those and any three others. I'll keep all the scores and I will announce the winner Monday or Tuesday when they're all in. So if you want to have a go at that, bit of fun, give you something to do. If I get a chance to do the scores and do an update over the weekend, I will do. Try and do that to keep people informed. I think I've got a quietish weekend. So yes, so there you go. So at FTS Income, hashtag US Open with your four golfers, only one of those top players. If you don't do it in that format, it's not going to count. If I don't have the at FTS Income, don't have hashtag US Open, then it won't be included. So let's see how many people get that right. And if only one guy has a go, then you're going to win a free ultimate membership worth £300 plus a lot more. What else have we got? I've done the horses. There is no football. I've talked about the golf, done lay the draw. I talked about the 20-1 horses. I think that's me done. I think that's it. Tomorrow it will be a short podcast. It will be early. I'm very much looking forward to meeting whatever it is, about 20 of you tomorrow in London. We'll have a good old drink. Just literally a fun day, something to enjoy. I have got the Royal Ascot. Royal Ascot is next week, and we will be doing the trends PDF. So we did it for Cheltenham, we did it for Aintree. This is the first main flat meeting, and there will be a trends PDF. I will set that up probably Friday, so you'll have to enter your email. We will then send you the trends PDF, and it will be updated each day with the daily qualifiers. Am I about next week? I have actually no idea what I'm doing next week yet, but if I'm about, then I will do a Royal Ascot live blog as well for my bets. I much prefer Cheltenham and Aintree, but if I'm about, I will do one for Royal Ascot. I will probably get involved. Right, have a beautiful Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? It is Wednesday. I haven't got a clue what day of the week it is. Genuinely, it is Wednesday. Sorry about that. I will be back, as I say, early morning, and I look forward to seeing some of you tomorrow. I'm telling you, anybody coming tomorrow, if you turn up with any form of Liverpool shirt, t-shirt, whatever, you will be refused. Simple as that. I can't have it. There you go. I don't mind you coming in ripping the piss, but if you start turning up in the colours, no grown man over 18 should be wearing football colours anyway, then you're going to be out the door. Lovely, looking forward to it, and I will be back in the morning.